Things are happening in the National Football League. It's a pretty big day. I mean, teams get to decide whether they want to put a guy on a franchise tag or maybe move on from those guys. Just release them. Just saw this one, Angel. Buccaneers set to release running back Leonard Fournette, according to ESPN. The move comes a year after they re-signed him to a three-year, $21 million extension. He has $2 million in guaranteed money on his contract. The Bucs are approximately more than $58 million over the salary cap, according to a roster management system. Leonard Fournette. Is that a guy we should be thinking about for the Denver Broncos? Because I want to say a couple of things here. It's all well and good to hope that Javonte Williams is going to take the next step next year, but I don't know if he's going to play. It might be halfway through the season before we really get to see him. Here's the names you have out there that are unrestricted free agents. Saquon Barkley. Kareem Hunt. Rashad Penny, Jamal Williams, Josh Jacobs, Mark Ingram, and now you throw in Leonard Fournette. Should the Broncos be looking at a guy like that to pair with Latavius Murray? I mean, is Latavius Murray the guy? Boy, I tell you what, last year at this time, I was like, Javonte Williams coming off his rookie season. I'm good with Melvin Gordon right now. Feel pretty good about this running back group. Well, Gordon couldn't hold on to the ball, and Javonte Williams gets hurt. And now the running back game, which I think is going to be vital. I thought it should have been vital last year. It's going to be vital for Sean Payton and Russ, I really believe, to coexist. Should the Broncos consider? I mean, they have some dollars now. They have some money. They can maybe afford some of these guys. Saquon Barkley can't stay healthy, though. He did stay healthy this year. But you do worry about it. Kareem Hunt, pretty good pass-catching running back. Sean Payton values a running back that can catch the ball. I mean, they all do, but Sean Payton really does. Kareem Hunt's kind of interesting. And then obviously we've talked about Josh Jacobs. But if I'm the Raiders, I'm trying to do my best to get him right now. But we're at a point where the Broncos are going to have to probably retool their team through free agency above everything else. And that means offensive line, running back perhaps, maybe even tight end. You know, Zach Stevens told us of DMVR Broncos. He's like, dude, the money's going to shift over to the offensive side. So I don't know how much we really want to talk about the Fletcher Cox, the Robert Quinn, like those Brandon Graham, like those guys on the line. I don't know if you're going to spend money to bring those kind of guys in. I think you might be happy for the most part with what your defense looks like right now. And then you're putting money on the offense. We know they got to get a better offensive line. The running back position is not secure, in my mind, at all. The tight end position is something you got to look at. There's not a lot of big-time free agent tight ends out there. I mean, a Dallas Schultz. There's not a lot of tight ends. So to me, it's going to be you're looking at offensive line in the free agency side of things and running back. Should running back move up under the priority list? Because a lot of people just, you know, they'll say, oh, well, Javonte Williams, Latavius Murray, that's a good 1-2 punch. You got to really hope that Williams comes back, man. That's a heck of an injury that he went through.
You can pay for a running back, but if you don't have an O-line, it's kind of irrelevant.
Do you think they'd cough up the bucks to get an Orlando Brown Jr.? He's going to want a lot of money at left tackle. And again, left tackle, to me, might be one of the positions that you feel somewhat okay about. Right guard with Quinn Meinerz is okay. I'm personally like, take your chances with Garrett Bowles. You've got Quinn Meinerz. Now start looking through what the draft looks like as far as offensive linemen that you can get on day two or guys you can get to fill up the middle of your line. The left guard position, Dalton Risner. I don't know that we're sticking there anymore. Here's Rodney Hudson, who's an older center. He's in his mid-30s, I think. But you're kind of going to piece the line together this year. But boy, I'll be very curious to see if the Broncos do anything, if they get very aggressive on the running back side of things. There's a lot of free agents, man. And this is a big day. Guys that you see are pretty decent pieces to what they're trying to do. You're seeing teams move on. I mean, Fournette wasn't bad last year, dude. He ran for almost 1,200 yards, 16 games. He had 6 touchdowns. 3 years with the Bucs, 3,000 yards and 22 touchdowns. Those are pretty good numbers. Should the Broncos really consider a guy like Leonard Fournette? And you're right, though. You got to get the offensive line fixed up pretty quickly here because the running back position just did not work out the way you wanted it to at all. You're seeing quarterbacks get released. You saw yesterday with Carson Wentz. You saw Mariota today. The Giants are thinking about releasing Galladay. I mean, it's guys are looking at all their pieces and their must-haves and saying, how do we capitalize with our quarterback? If we have that quarterback, how do we make sure he's going to be taken care of? But also, can we replace certain guys through the draft and free agency? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I mean, so many interesting things this time of year. When you look at the combine going on, you've got all these interesting things that we're looking at as far as how the Broncos are going to dissect everything going on. I mean, the Senior Bowl, all that stuff, players that will pop up that maybe we're not talking about as much. You start to get, I mean, you look at a guy like Josh Allen who really raised his stock around that time. This makes teams maybe feel a little bit comfortable about certain situations. We're like, hey, there's some guys out there, man. We're going to be able to draft some of these guys. We're comfortable moving on from some of these key players. This is a running back heavy draft class throughout. Maybe not as much in the first round, but throughout. So I think that's going to be something the Broncos are going to look at too. Do they look at free agency as the end all be all, or can they, if George Payton really is as good as they say, they say he hasn't really drafted. He's supposed to be a really good talent evaluator. But you look at some of the running backs that might be available the second day, you know, there's guys like Jahmyr Gibbs out of Alabama, who's a second round guy, Texas A&M running back, who's probably a third round guy. So there's certainly running backs you're going to be able to go after in the later rounds because it's heavy in the, like I said, there's a lot of solid running backs. There's not necessarily a lot of those guys that are going to jump out at you and say, oh, you must have players at this stage.
You know, one name you mentioned there, Jahmyr Gibbs. He's drawn a lot of comparisons to Alvin Kamara in terms of his play style, his ability to catch out of the backfield. And could Sean Payton look at that and say, hey, I did it with Alvin, I can do it with Jahmyr?
Maybe. And he's a second-round guy. And so for the Broncos, what do they have? They have one second. Do they have a second round pick? They have 2/3. So can you package some stuff and move around? Because he's probably going to be maybe a late second round guy.
I could see him going in the first round.
Really?
But, you know, it just depends on where him and I think Bijan Robinson.
He'll go in the first round. He'll go. Jahmyr Gibbs he'll go top 10 maybe.
Jahmyr's been very under the radar in terms of his stock, But I think as we go through the next couple of weeks, that stock may jump up a bit when scouts actually get a look at him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, these next thing, like these next few weeks here really start to set up where guys can separate themselves a little bit. Maybe they needed an extra, just a little bit more. We just need to see a little bit more. They can start to do that right now. So that's, if I'm Denver, I think you could get a lot, or you could draft a few running backs, and then you have a lot of guys just going to battle next year. And then when Javonte Williams comes back, you are in a really good spot, and your depth chart looks really, really solid. But Leonard Fournette seems pretty appealing to me. You know, you go and get a guy that's going to rush for 1,000 yards. I think that would be pretty good. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'll tell you what, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about, let's look at the Nuggets. Let's look at their game tonight. They're going up against Houston tonight. They got a big one on Friday going against Memphis. But these kind of games are important because, you know, with the magic number's 8, the other magic number 17, you got to grab these kind of games. Got to take advantage of these bad teams that just have really bad defense. 17 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Can the Bears win the Big Sky Tournament and punch a ticket to the big dance? Follow along on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It's windy out there now. Maybe we're going to get another snowstorm this week. Well, we know there's light at the end of the tunnel. These last few days, seeing the 45-degree days, 50-degree, shows us, okay, maybe we're on our way to those nice days. And when you're thinking about those nice days, you're thinking about golf, and you're thinking about the Eaton Country Club. You'll be back out there hitting fairways and knocking down putts. At least Angel and I are going to try at Northern Colorado's hidden gem, the Eaton Country Club. Membership opportunities can be found at eatoncc.net. Eastside Chris texting in. Brady, you have a bad meal at a restaurant that makes you sick. Example, Vance Joseph or Vic Fangio. Now new ownership at restaurant, will you go back? But you still got the meal that made you sick was Vance Joseph, but we bought it. We got new ownership here. It's like Casa Bonita, still Casa Bonita, new owners coming in, but we kept the same chef. Ooh, but we heard bad things about the food. So in that comparison, Eastside Chris, that's not a good look for Denver.
Same chef, new menu. So it's, we know he wasn't great at this stuff.
So okay,
so we're gonna give him new ingredients,
yeah,
and see what he can do with that.
But then we're hearing that maybe the Broncos aren't gonna spend a lot of money on the defensive side, so it would be the same ingredients overall.
I'll have the soup.
Hey, congratulations to Wyoming's Hunter Maldonado for getting to 625 career assists. That's at the top of the record book there. I like watching him play. He is not like, he's just a very sound, different type of point guard than you'll see. But he can make the passes, no question about it. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I wanted to read some of these quotes today. Just a lot of interesting things coming out. Charles Barkley, they're really going out. Everyone's got an opinion on the load management thing. And now listen, I like what Charles had to say. Here's what he said. Wait a minute. You're going to make $70 million and you can't play basketball 3 or 4 days a week? They fly private. They got the best medical staff stuff ever created. People working the steel mill every day. I'm pretty sure they're tired too, but they go to work every day. And I love that. I do. I love Charles Barkley. That take, totally good. I enjoy it. It's not wrong. But I always have issues with, okay, we're comparing sports, we're comparing athletes to regular workers. I have a hard time doing that because this is it's a completely different world.
True.
It just is.
But I think if you take out that part of the statement, the rest of it makes sense.
Yeah.
These athletes are taken care of.
They have better things.
In many ways.
But what we sometimes fit, because listen, if I had to vote today, should the NBA allow load management? If I had to vote, I would say no, because I don't like it, but I get it. I do understand it. So when Charles Barkley talks about all the stuff that they have now, and I think you brought up too with the medical stuff, they have people telling them, hey, you know, give me a break every once in a while. Odds are I won't have a monster injury. That's the kind of stuff they're hearing from these doctors, and coaches and managers want their players available to them in the most crucial moments of the season and the playoffs.
What if the NBA said you have an allotted 10 games that you can use the load management excuse for?
For each player?
Yes. If you go over that 10 games, you are not fined, but you do have to pay $150 for tickets or whatever.
You have to recover
$200 for ticket sales.
Help recover the costs.
That way, okay, I know I have my 10 games and I can just use those whenever, but once I go over 10, I can still take off, but I'm going to pay probably $500 to cover their tickets.
And that all sounds good. Are people okay with 10 games even? Because it's like the whole load management. I don't know how many guys, like how many games is allotted for Kawhi Leonard every year? Do they just look at it and say, there's 20 games? Because a lot of these coaches and managers do come out at the beginning of the season. They sit down and just go, okay, let's rest him that game. Let's rest him that game. They're looking at it through the lens of medically we're told that, hey, if you give these guys these kind of breaks once in a while, they'll be well rested and chances of getting any kind of major injury decrease. Can't guarantee it, but that's what they're hearing. So even though, like, I like what Charles Barkley's saying, the truth of it is, it's not, yeah, sometimes the players choose to do the load management thing, but the coaches and the managers are doing this too, because they're looking at their players, for better or worse, they're looking at their players. These are our products. These are our commodities going into the season, and we need them in the biggest time. So if they miss a game against Houston here and again or a bad team here and again, it's okay. I get the reasoning behind it. Is it abused right now? Yes. So maybe putting some kind of realistic limit on it. But I wish that they would put it out there. Like, you know that this game is a load management game well before you buy your ticket. And they won't do that because coaches don't want to give you any kind of advantage where they know your player isn't hurt or whatever. But I think that if you really want to fix this, and Adam Silver should be trying to fix this, if you really want to do load management, great. You have to put it out there at the beginning of the season, because I believe Michael Malone said at the beginning of the season, we already know the games Joker's going to sit out. Now, does that change if he gets sick and then maybe he's getting better, but he's still not feeling right up to it? Well, that wouldn't be load management. That would be health. That would be a sickness thing. If you want to change it down the road, great, but you have to let people know. That way fans can look at their tickets. And I know owners don't want to do that.
Well, if you take, like, Jamal Murray, just for an instance, he was dealing with back spasms against the Clippers on Sunday. They do have it's a one-game trip to Houston, and then they're right back on Friday. Do you even travel, Jamal?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, I would. I would. But I want to get 17 more wins.
Against a bad Houston team that you could probably beat without Jamal?
Oh, man, sometimes.
This might be a, hey, bench, go figure it out.
Yeah.
This is your game.
I want to go all out here and lock up as much as I can. And this is a game that you should win. And you just almost all but guarantee that when you have your right pieces in there. Dixon says part of their job description is to be in shape to handle an 82-game season. Listen, I'm not arguing that the players are the ones, like, if the players come out, coach, I need breaks, I need a lot more breaks, I want to go to Vegas, I want to go to vacation, I want to go to Cabo, I want to do all that stuff. I'm not into that, but I'm telling you, a lot of times it's the coaches making these decisions. The coaches are the ones that say, If we rest him tonight against Houston, we don't need him. We're probably going to win. If we don't, whatever. We're the top seed. We got a six-game lead over Memphis. A lot of times it's not the player. We get this image of, oh, the players are crying about being tired. It's not always that. That's not always the case. It's the coaches making the decisions.
Well, yeah, I mean, Aaron Gordon missed like the last five games before the break. And Malone said, yeah, he could have played if it was the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But we just were being cautious about it.
Yeah.
And there's that line between being cautious and being overly cautious where you're not sitting, you're not playing for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, Kenny Swamy says if they do that, they need to make that public so it's predetermined before tickets are bought. For example, March 3rd, Jamal Murray will not play. And obviously, if a freak accident happens, an injury happens, he gets ill or something like that, then that's just tough cookies. That's part of it. I think we all understand that. I don't hate the idea of setting it before the season. Are owners going to go for that? But see, if owners go for that, you know Jamal Murray's out March 3rd. So do a big bobblehead night. Some kind of fun night for the kids.
Jamal Murray bobblehead.
Jamal Murray bobblehead night. He's not playing, but, you know.
Take him home with you.
Yeah, you still get to see Jamal Murray, but just as a bobblehead.
He gets to see you as his head shakes.
It does give, owners would have to get creative on this. But then it also, yeah, can I survive in load management? Maybe you don't load manage two starters on the same night. Or if you're going to load manage, you just go all in and accept the loss.
Would playing 5 minutes in a game be that bad?
No. Suit up and you're out there. But then you got to warm up. You got to be out there. See, their idea is okay, we just give them a mental checkout
day. You're
keeping
that routine with your body. And your doctors and your trainers, you're always working, okay, this is my stretch routine. I'm doing everything the same way. I'm just not going to be playing as long.
Yeah. I don't see there's any issue with going out there for 5 minutes. If it's your load management game,
how much
great,
do you
just
need
play 5 minutes.
To get a game check? Do you just have to be on the floor?
I don't know.
I'd say check in, check right back out.
Check in, check out. Eastside Chris says, Brady, all they have to say is I have an ankle injury. Well, technically, yes, they could say that. If they get found out, big trouble. That is the risk worth that reward.
Is it actually a finger injury?
You can say you have a stomach ache, too. Like,
I used to do that in school.
Wouldn't fans just be better off hearing that? Like, if you're going to say load management, just say, Joker's got a tummy ache. He's got, you know, he's got to go to the bathroom.
Food poisoning.
He's got food poisoning.
Well,
then you're lying all the time. And then you come. Then now we're talking about ethics. But theoretically, you're not wrong. If you want to get rid of load management, get rid of load management. Then you're just going to get teams going. Yeah, Kawhi is just, you know, he had a cold last week, and he just hadn't really recovered from it. He's still not feeling great. He's tired, so we're just going to give him a break tonight. What's to keep you from just doing that? And do fans feel better if that's what they're told?
I just won't be watching you then.
Yeah, I guess.
You're not playing, I'm not watching.
Dixon says, these guys are playing a game. They're not digging ditches with a shovel. There's that real-world comparison. They're trying to make sure that their players are ready, rested, and healthy by the playoffs. Agree or disagree, that's mainly what this is about. So if you want to be mad, it's coaches basically saying, hey, we want our guys to be ready. We're not going to push for the record win. Remember when Golden State pushed to get the record of the regular season record and they got it? And then they didn't win the championship that year with Kevin Durant? It was considered, oh, man, you pushed too hard in the regular season. So I think teams look at that more and more and say, there's going to be about 10, 15 games where we know we're just not going to have it, so we might as well just rest some guys. Listen, I'm voting against it. I'm good with that. But I'm just telling you what it is. The Well County Swami, the simplest answer is to shorten the season. Also won't happen. They're talking about adding some more crap to, well, I don't know if it'll add more games, but their little weird play-in thing.
Did you see the thing about Silver wanting to do a point total for overtime?
Dumb. Why?
Stupid.
What is that? You just, oh, like the All-Star game?
It would be a target score.
Get out of here.
That doesn't make, because you're still having to score the same amount of points.
It's so.
And plus,
why are we,
you're
what
telling
are we
players,
doing?
push yourself extra hard in overtime so you can get to this target score faster than the other team, but don't hurt yourself because we don't want you playing longer minutes. Just play the minutes faster. It doesn't make any sense.
No, because the basketball's a game of runs. So if the what would be the total, you think? Like 50?
I think 24 was the number.
Oh, geez. So, okay.
So why not just do that for every quarter?
All I got to do is go. Basketball's a game of runs. So if I'm the team that just happens to go on this quick run, boom, I got 10 points right off the bat. It's 10-0. That means the other team, that's going to be hard to come back.
What did the Nuggets do in overtime the other day? Like 14-4?
It's 14-4. Asinine.
Overtimes last longer because when you get closer to the lower minutes, you start doing the purposeful fouls, and you got to stop the game every 10 seconds so we can do a free throw.
Why do we need to
And then
to
we
got to
call 17 different timeouts every two minutes.
Yeah, we need to decrease the amount of timeouts. I'm good with that. We have way too many timeouts in basketball.
Like, you shoot a free throw, I'm going to call a timeout, shoot another one, call another timeout, set my play up.
We have 4 million media timeouts. We have so many. We have so many timeouts. I'm good with but what's wrong with overtime as it is? I mean,
it's what, like 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes of basketball. Just decrease some timeouts. That's what they should do. Because you got media. Like, do you watch college basketball? If they're on a nationally televised game, oh my gosh. You'll be on like a 2 minute commercial break. You'll come back in. We'll go up and down the floor 4 times, and then a foul call hits, and we're going to commercial again.
And then it's media timeout.
It's so dumb. And trust me, I know about commercial inventory. I get it. We want commercial inventory. We want to have advertising.
Like, oh, the games are too long. People aren't watching. Well, stop going to commercial every 5 minutes.
Yeah, have a better strategy. Strategize. There it is.
Strategize.
Strategize. Have a better strategy of how you're placing ads. Dixon says, but to be honest, I get it with travel that back-to-back should go away. Back-to-back should only happen for the home team if you have them, meaning a team that had to travel doesn't play back-to-back, but the home team could. I just think we should get rid of back-to-back. So I would like to know the answer. Why is it so complicated to figure that out? There's got to be a reason for it. There's got to be some kind of reason that they'll give you. What is the reason? This is how we're able to fit 82 games in? Stretch the season out by another 3 weeks.
Well, then you're competing with early October football.
I'm a diehard.
Why can't we just be happy with like 60 games?
I'm a diehard basketball fan, but basketball's not winning against football. They're not winning until January. You know, people aren't really going all in on basketball until the All-Star break is over. So you're already losing in October and November. You might as well just keep losing, just add it. But they won't decrease the games because then that's owners losing what? If you go to 60 games, you're losing 10 home ticket sales opportunities. And they just won't go for it. Remember how big of a deal it was for when baseball talked about during COVID, just crossing over and how they were scared to lose money. And
it was like the 60-game season or something.
Yeah, yeah. So the easy answer is to get rid of back-to-backs. Does that help the load management discussion? Yes. That would help it, I believe. You almost have to have that as an agreement, a new collective bargaining agreement. Hey, we'll remove back-to-backs, but no more load management. Then fine, I guess just tell me he has a tummy ache or something. Fans would probably be okay with that. Well, some would be better with that than hearing he's just off tonight. At least if you say he's got, a cold, you're still going to have the contingency of fans that are like, well, Jordan played here the flu, and I walked up and downhill both ways in the snow.
Yeah, he none of those guys can walk right now.
So. Right. Getting rid of back-to-backs for a team having to travel would be a good starting point to help minimize load management. Yeah, if you're going to have a back-to-back, just be the home team. You just play back-to-backs at home. You're in, you don't have to worry. Traveling team doesn't have to go, boom, I got a game here. Oh, I got to go back home here.
And the Nuggets did that with Minnesota, didn't they?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Mm-hmm. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Mm-hmm.
We know we live on some pretty dangerous roads around Weld County and northern Colorado. And listen, if you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that's Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. That's trialproven.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris says, lengthen the season. Tanners of the world would be happy. Well, because he's a diehard baseball guy. Is that why?
That or the betting possibilities.
Oh, yeah. More games.
To bet, more money to lose.
More games to bet. More money to lose, man. Dixon says NFL teams basically do load management after clinching a playoff spot, but a lot of that has to do with injury concerns. A lot of back-to-back issues and whatnot also has to do with things like having the Nuggets and the Avs playing in the same building and other events like concerts and stuff. That's also true. You're sharing with a hockey team. A lot of these NBA teams and NHL teams are sharing the same facilities, and you're having other stuff go on in these facilities too. So, listen, schedule making is not easy.
Surely there's some AI robot that could figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plug in all of the information and say, give me an NHL schedule and an NBA schedule that doesn't conflict with each other.
If you spread out the season by 3 or 4 weeks, that would eliminate the need because you'd have 3 or 4 weeks extra to place games and stuff.
Or we build bigger arenas that can fit ice.
Both of them.
And court at the same time.
Play them at the same time. That would be amazing.
It could happen.
I would like to be a part of that. You have a giant arena. And over here is a hockey game. Over here the Avs are playing Boston. And over here the Denver Nuggets are playing Boston. And we can just sit there. And like the primo seats are like right in the middle. So you can just look over.
It's a rotating chair.
Yeah, there's a line down the middle. There's a line down the middle between the two courts and ice. And you can sit in a rotating chair in the middle. Those are like, you know, we're talking big money for those.
Just don't stand on them.
Oh, Joker for three. Stop, McKinnon. Nice. There we go.
Go sports.
Dude, talk about your, you know, sports fan that can't sit still and keep their focus on one thing. That's amazing. That's it. You've solved it. You've solved the riddle. Well, worried about playing running interference there between Avs and Nuggets games? Just play them at the same time. There's no issues
then you
there.
Get the TV network involved and we fix all of their issues.
Just one. You know, all you need is one camera.
Just one guy commenting both games at the same time. If Jerry can do it.
Jerry could do that. Jerry's literally calling two games at once. The Avs and the Nuggets. Yes, I think we absolutely need to do that. We have just solved the. This is probably why they haven't hired us to be a part of their problems committee.
Take my ideas elsewhere. I don't need your NBA money.
I've got some ideas here that's going to grow.
Call yourself the association. Think you're cool.
No. Sorry, I had a text. I was like, can we try to get on today? No, we can't do it now. We're almost done here, man. We're almost done for the day. We got to get to what we learned today. We've learned a lot of stuff. Ooh, and the Blackhawks have just agreed to trade Patrick Kane to the Rangers in exchange for a conditional 2023 second round pick. What a day. NCAA panel, eyes shorter football games in 2023. Everybody's shortening things, man. Pretty soon you're going to go, it's going to be 30 minutes.
Why don't you just look in the mirror and say, who's selling all this advertisement space? Oh, wait, that was me.
NCAA panel, eyes shorter football games, cites player safety. College football leaders are meeting this week in Indianapolis to consider three rule changes that could shorten game times and reduce the number of plays. So is this the stuff we were talking about last week?
Yes.
But this is all coming out now, again, as breaking news. The rule changes under consideration include running the clock after first down is awarded. We talked about that. Except in the last 2 minutes of either half. There's Tanner's dream. Hey, change the rules with 2 minutes left. Suddenly, you got a guy in a robe that comes out in the middle. The rules have been changed as we hit the 2 minute mark. Proceed.
Fade to black.
Still think we need a guy like that. Remember the sky ref idea we were going to have? What happened to that? The NFL sky refs?
I just picture, like in Star Wars, those guys floating around on the, like Rihanna floating around on these little bases, these little platforms, and just holding.
I mean, they have the little camera flying around.
That's the sky ref.
Just put a guy up there.
Eliminating the options for teams to call consecutive team timeouts and carrying over any fouls to the next period instead of finishing with an untimed down. Talked about that. College football is a little bit longer. I mean, it is a longer game than the NFL, but football doesn't need to be less.
No.
It's the other games that need to be. Football, I'm fine, dude. I'm fine with it. 48 minutes after the hour. Let's get to what we learned today. Also, what's on the tube tonight. Coming up next on The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What we learned today on the 28th day, the final day of February. Thank goodness. I was ready for February to be over. We learned that I think we all agree on something, hooligans. We agree that A, the NBA should do away with back-to-backs. Figure it out. I don't care how. And I think B, we do actually like the pitch clock. We like it. Collectively, the hooligans out there, you guys are in. Because you see other leagues changing and doing things for the better. And you're looking at it saying, okay, in order for this sport to grow and to get more popular and all this stuff, and my son to watch it with me, and my daughter to watch it with me, then it's got to change. So we agree on that. And that's what we learned today. What's on the tube tonight? Colorado's playing Texas right now in the in spring training. They're down 2-1, though. They have been on a tear.
3-0.
Yeah. Just run after run after run after run. But
Chris Bryant's hitting homers.
Look out, man. Look out. That bus. Pull it out. Get it out of the garage.
It's coming.
It's coming. Oh, it's coming.
It's coming.
I'm coming. So you got that going on right now. The Nuggets are at Houston tonight for a 6 o'clock tip-off. Denver's 43-19. Houston's a whopping 13-47.
10.5 points here.
Ooh, I hate 10.5 point spreads. I hate 10 point spreads. They're
Jokic
scary.
Triple-double?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The only fear there is you're blowing him out by the third. And
oh,
then,
but he's padding stats, Brady.
I never said that. I'm just telling you what they're saying.
I am the voice of the haters.
You are the voice of haters. Joker could never be accused of that. The coaching staff could be accused of it, but they're not.
He
I don't believe they are.
He doesn't pay attention to his stats in the game.
I don't believe they're doing that. I never said that. CSU's playing a late one tonight against San Jose State, 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. The CSU women's team plays tonight as well. At 6:30 against Boise State. So if they win that game, they will lock up the third spot in the Mountain West Conference. That's going to do it for us, man. A fun Tuesday. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday's show. Great guest lineup for you. We're looking forward to it. Hopefully we can catch up with the star of the night from last night, Dalen Kuntz, for the Dalen Kuntz Show for our first show in the month of March. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.